1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Margaret Gray joins us, nationally syndicated newspaper columnist. Her column, A Little Bird Told Me, appears in some 150 newspapers nationwide. And you've recently gotten into renting. You speculate in real estate, is that correct?
Well, we do when you say speculate, Phil, we don't buy large commercial properties. We do purchase homes, we do purchase townhomes, apartment buildings.
And why do you do that? Obviously, real estate speculation is ultimately to make a profit.
Well, we do own them to rent. Sometimes we do flip them, what we call in real estate, flipping them or selling them. In other words, you buy it and you improve the property, then you sell it. And it's really my business. Frank is not all that interested in real estate, but I love it. It's a great business because you have the opportunity to wheel and deal, but you feel good that maybe you're providing a home for someone. And certainly in the last year, it's been fairly lucrative in California and elsewhere. You want to be able to rent to families and help them get a start, a young couple.
So you're selling, you're not selling so much as you're renting them.
That is correct, yes.
All right, I wanted to ask you, today we see more and more single-parent homes, a father or a mother, a single parent with one or more children. Are you seeing more renters like that?
Yes, I have seen that. I've seen a few, and I have to be honest with you, I'm very careful with them.
Why is that?
Well, I'll tell you why. First of all, you don't see a lot of single fathers with custody of their children. When you do, you know, your heart goes out to them a little bit. A father alone with his children, and of course he's working, but I worry a little more about the single mother, as do many landlord owners or rental agents.
Why?
Well, it's a little bit of a horse of a different color. Single mothers present a little bit of a different challenge. If I'm renting, I need to be assured that the financial situation is secure. When you're a single mother of, let's say, two or more children, and it's a little difficult to ask, but you want to find out if the children are all from the same man, and I'll tell you why.
You ask them if the children are all from the same man. You know, that reminds me of my sister was actually babysitting some kids, and somebody wanted to know, are those your kids, or are they all the same father?
Well, it's not a question you ask to insult anyone. When you see a single mother with two or more children, it is a logical question to ask, are these all children from the same man? And I'll tell you why. In terms of making sure the rent is met, it is not likely that she's getting child support. If, for instance, she's in the habit of sleeping with different men, it's none of my business, but it does create a lack of consistency. The other consideration is that,
well, if a woman is the mother of children who are the children of other, of more than one man, you're making the assumption that she's in the habit of sleeping with a lot of different men?
It is something you need to consider. A single mother with children, all of these things you have to consider. And no, it's not a question you like to ask, no. But
What was the other consideration?
Well, most of these single mothers generally are in the service industry as cocktail waitresses, food servers, they work takeout windows. And if the job is minimum wage and they rely on their tips, if they are a husky-looking young lady or they haven't had great dental care or any of this sort of thing, it will be tough. Again, my responsibility is to make sure the rent is paid.
And so if she's relying on tip money...
If she's relying on tip money, that's something else you have to think of when renting to single mothers.
Margaret Gray joins us. We're talking about renting. I find this interesting, talking about single mothers and the hazards of renting to single mothers. Are they sleeping with a lot of different men, I guess, is the question, because
it is not a moral question, Phil. It has to do with whether they're able to make the rent if they're getting child support. It's doubtful if they're getting child support if they're sleeping with, as I said, if they're sleeping with a lot of men. I don't know the responsibility there.
And also if they have service industry jobs. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Single mothers with children are a little bit tougher to rent to. Aren't you kind of profiling here? Let me ask you.
Well, no, Phil, we're not.
No, let me ask you. When you're renting townhomes financially, it's a bit of a step up. The women, the single mothers that will want to rent from you might not be cocktail waitresses or something like that, right?
Well, that is true, but then it comes to, when it comes to single mothers, you have other considerations as well. You have your other renters to consider. You want to look out for their comfort and their well-being, and to, you know, you look, the look of, the, you know, some of my renters, a single mother is a woman who obviously is looking at some point for a man. And I don't want to rent to a woman who's going to be a threat to someone's marriage, what we used to call a home wrecker. I don't want a woman who is, you know, casting around and looking at other women's husbands. You move a single mother into a townhome development where there are a lot of...
Let me interrupt you here, Margaret, could I?
Certainly.
It sounds to me like you're profiling these women. In other words, you're saying, like, what a lot of people used to say about black people. Well, you know, they do this and they do that.
No, it's totally different. It's, no, Phil, that it is, it's an unfair comparison.
Well, wait a minute. I don't want to rent to a black guy. Why? Well, because they're lazy and this and that.
No, that is wrong. You're absolutely... A single mother, it is not racism because we're talking about women that could be of any different ethnic persuasion. In other words, this is true of single mothers, whether they're black, white, brown, yellow, gray, or what have you. So no, it's entirely not the same thing.
All right. Isn't it unfair, though, to single mothers to say that their intent is to steal some woman's husband? You know.
Well, I'll tell you what's unfair is if you rent to one of these single mothers, and to be nice, you didn't charge her a security deposit. And in the case of this one mother that we rented to, she had two children. The carpeting near the front door was basically threadbare as the result of a parade of men going in and out of the townhouse. And I know it sounds harsh.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, if you've got four children...
No, I know it sounds... A woman can do whatever she wants. Either they're entertaining men at some unreasonable hour, or to comfort themselves, they let the kids sleep in the bed with them, and the room begins to smell. You can't get the smell out of the drapes. The carpeting suffers. We had this one mother who rented from us, and the child was a bedwetter. And it took six steam cleans to get the stink out. And I can tell you...
All right, look, if I can...
No, I can tell you, Phil, this doesn't have anything to do with profiling, though. Because, again, profiling is racism. And even for you to bring that up...
I don't mean to offend you, Ms. Gray.
But I think it does send the wrong message when you bring that up.
No, I don't mean to... And I'm not trying to send a message that you're a racist. I just simply asked if you say that single mothers... Now, you're saying that the carpeting in this house was threadbare because, quote, of a parade of men coming... I mean, isn't that a little harsh?
You know what, Phil? As the man said, I make them. I don't repair them. You know, is it harsh? Yes. Is it true? Yes. She's a single mother looking for an active social life. In this particular instance, the other couples in the complex certainly wanted to befriend her. But it's obvious when the woman is alone and you are a married woman and you see this single woman move in, it's obvious that she's casting around looking to sink a hook into one of the men there, whether they're married or not. The people in this complex would have none of it. And so, sure enough, it didn't take long, but you could almost clock it. Within probably 2 weeks, there was a tournament of roses parade going in and out of her place, a parade of men, along with the four children. Now, I don't judge what a woman does. It ruined the carpeting, the stench in the drapes, the stench in the bathroom. The mattress was destroyed by the bedwetting. All of this is something you have to take into consideration.
Are you taking a bath?
I am, Phil. Forgive me, but Frank and I are leaving. We have an 11 o'clock flight. We're going to Austria.
And really?
Yes, and we're very excited about it. So if you don't mind me multitasking...
No, I can hear you taking a bath. All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray joins us from her home in Santa Monica, and we're talking about renting to single mothers. You don't want to be cruel, but renting to single mothers, if you are a owner, landlord, is hazardous. Now, she's mentioned some things. You don't want to rent to a single mother because she's maybe looking for a man, and other women find that threatening. There's a parade of men coming in and out of the house. She may be a cocktail jockey. She may be... There's a few things here that sounded to me like a profiling situation. Nonetheless, single mothers have got it tough. And they certainly are looking for a place to live that's safe, clean, good schools, like anybody else. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Relocating the edge and jumping over.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, we're back with Margaret Gray. Ms. Gray is not only a newspaper writer, she's also a landlord. She rents to a lot of families in townhomes. Where are most of these, by the way?
We have a lot of very beautiful units, Phil, out in the Pasadena area. It's a wonderful area, good schools.
So naturally, single mothers are going to want to go out there.
Families are going to want to go out there. My priority are the families, the nuclear families. A single mother, I will look at them when they come to rent, and I don't make any bones about it. I will look them square in the eye, and I will say to them, you are to stay away from the men in this complex. They are married men, and I really don't want to hear about you trying to get your hooks into any of them. Now, if you agree to that, I will look at the rest of your application. So you pin them to the wall pretty quick.
Even women you just met?
I'm sorry?
Even women you just met?
You have to be clear. Otherwise, you're going to be in for a world of... There's the possibility of venereal disease. Palimony suits.
All right, okay. Let me just get to some phone calls. 1-800-449-8686. Jay Lynn, hello, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, I'd like to make a point in regards to the fact about single parents. I happen to be a single parent, and I am a career person. I actually am a homeowner, but the point I'd like to make, first of all, is that single parents, single moms or dads, are generally the hardest working people in the industries. Reason being is because they don't have the luxury of a second income.
Well, you're profiling. Therefore, now. You're profiling, and I don't think you can do that.
And actually, so have you been. So in fairness,
I
am.
That's the point I was trying to make.
Yeah.
Well, no,
actually, I live that life, and I happen to work in the real estate industry also. I have worked in mortgage and in escrow for the last 10 years.
Well, then you know what I'm talking about. You know that first of all, single mothers, I'm not trying to say anything other than you've got to...
Okay, no, you have made the point that... Single mothers with children that have multiple children with different parents are basically, what you were saying, are loose, and that they have bad morals. Well, I actually have three children, one of which is from a prior relationship whom I was married to.
Well, that's my point.
And,
that's my point.
Well, no, but you know what? You were generalizing, and so in fairness, let me share this.
Yeah, let the lady talk.
But she's admitting to what I'm saying. You know, multiple partners.
Sure.
Well, she was married you were married more than once, right, Jay Lynn?
Yes, I'm actually in a relationship. I'm married now again,
right.
I was married. I have only been with very limited people, so therefore I don't fall into your loose category. And it actually is very insulting because I work in the same industry you do. And actually probably make just as much, if not more, money than you do.
Jane, I'm not saying that you don't work hard. I totally understand.
Right. But I also
admire you. I admire you for going out, for rising above what you, in essence, you've risen above what you are to become a homeowner. But these other women who are renters, looking around for every man in the complex, coming out to the pool, going over to the Coke machine,
Yeah, but you're
hanging out. Everything hanging out of their shorts.
You're basically saying, though, that because I'm a single mother, that I'm going to be gallivanting around looking for men in your complex if you were to rent to me, which is totally ludicrous because you know what? Listen. That is totally ludicrous because you know what? Just because you are a single parent does not make you a whore. Therefore, that does not...
Well, okay. You know,
Look, how did you get...
You say you've been married twice.
How old are you?
You say you've been married twice. How did you meet the current husband?
How did I meet him?
Yes.
Actually, I went to high school with him.
Well...
So does that make me
were you date? Were you dating before him?
Excuse me? No, actually, I didn't.
Well, like I say, you're a homeowner, so I don't think we can judge single women on you.
No, but she's saying that when she was a renter, she wasn't loose.
But I was a renter.
Yeah, when she was a renter, she wasn't loose.
No, she didn't say that. She said when she was a renter, she had multiple children by multiple partners. Now she's owning.
Okay.
Okay.
But you know what? I think you're missing the point. The point is that you have generalized...
All right.
You have generalized that single parents are loose, incapable of holding down a family lifestyle.
Have you ever worked takeout?
No. Well, actually, I take that back. When I was 15, I did.
Well, that doesn't count, but...
All right, look, Jalen, I think you've made some good points. I'm going to move on. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Barbara. Barbara, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Margaret Gray. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, hi, Barbara.
Ma'am... May I ask you, please, to cover up? I mean, I really don't like this picture, and I'm not certain our viewers do either, of you flailing around naked in the bathtub. While discussing while other women that have had a bad relationship and had to divorce and remarry are trash.
Have you been drinking?
No, ma'am, I don't drink.
Have you had a stroke recently?
I had a stroke on February 17th, 2003.
All right, there's still a little bit of paralysis in the tongue, isn't there?
All right. Well, we don't have to point that out, do we?
No, I just wondered what.
Well, I do have physical therapy, and I am a med student now.
I'm the host of the show, Barbara. You're fine. Go ahead with your comments.
Thank you.
Well, I just noticed some slurring.
Go ahead, Barbara.
And I noticed the flailing in the water. That is just so
rude. You've got a real imagination, and I'm beginning to be very uncomfortable.
Well, you said you were in the bathtub.
I'm very uncomfortable with your comments.
I'm uncomfortable with yours, ma'am.
What have I said? You're noticing that I'm... What, are you imagining my naked body in the water? I mean...
Oh, come on, ladies. Can't we get past this?
Well, she wants to comment on my body.
On the point when you stated that incontinent child... needed to be shunned away. That is such a sad, pathetic way of being.
Have you quit fantasizing about me in order for me to go over this?
Just forget about what she said.
I don't fantasize about you.
I said that a single mother certainly has it very difficult, but as a landlord, I must take into consideration the fact that she'll have men parading in and out of there at all hours. I have other people...
How so?
I'm sorry? I own a duplex in Altadena, one half of a very lovely couple, the Walkers. The other I rented to this Julia Beckett, who was a single mother, three children. I'm very concerned. She sent over some bacon to the Walkers that is... Are you listening to me?
Yes,
ma'am. Or is your nurse there?
Now,
this
no,
is the
actually,
first
my son just came up to me and spoke to me. He's a little more important.
Who? Your son?
Yes, he's 23.
So you were able to have children even though you're paralyzed?
I'm not paralyzed.
Well, you said that the whole left side of your face was paralyzed.
Didn't say that. She didn't say it at all. Listen, Barbara, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. I don't want to keep harping on the anybody's maladies.
Phil, she commented on the fact that I'm taking a bath, and I apologize to your listeners. I'm trying to, as I said, multitask. I have a son that I have to get over to his uncle's house tonight. Frank and I are leaving for Austria. I did promise to be on your program. When you have a woman calling in, I'd like to stick to the point. I'd rather not have women calling in and fantasizing about me taking a bath. I'm trying to get clean. I'm not here propping my legs on the tile wall with the faucet running.
Okay, come on. Can we just please stick to the point here? 1-800-449-8686. Single mothers, are they a good person to rent to? Margaret Gray says, unfortunately, no, they're not. It has a lot to do with their morals and the kinds of jobs they have. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
That ain't cucumber dressing.
Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
With me is Margaret Gray, the nationally syndicated newspaper columnist about single mothers renting and how it is a hazard to rent to single mothers. And again, you're in the middle of your bath there, Margaret. We don't want to take up too much of your time.
No, it's fine, Phil. I wanted to thank you, and your listeners' indulgence is appreciated. Can I mention a story from my childhood, which I think is going to go a long way toward people recognizing really why I'm right about single mothers. My mother, Brenda, was a single mother. My brother and I grew up without a father until I was in my early teens, and my brother, John, was 8 or 9 years of age. And it is difficult to tell other people that had normal childhoods what it's like to grow up with a mother where every night you could hear squeaking bed springs and laughter, and the clinking of glasses, and more squeaking bed springs. This was terribly traumatic for me. My mother loved to drink Courvoisier. To this day, I hate Courvoisier. And if anyone tried to serve it at a party, we had a party catered for my niece when she was married. And I told the caterer, I said, if you bring Courvoisier into my home, I will get violent. I won't just ask you to leave. I will get violent.
All right, so you were traumatized. Okay.
But I had a single mother. You understand? And this is why I had a call from Jim Riley, who was a single mother, had moved in. She's leaning against the door jamb saying, have you got change for the washing machines? This is what they do. And I raced right over there. As soon as I heard from Jim, I got in the car, I raced over, and there she was, lying by the pool with all of her bleached hair. These are the things I'm trying to say.
All right, 1-800. Let me just get into some phone calls here. 1-800-449-8686. And again, I understand your childhood experience. Talk about single mothers are a hazard to rent to. Is it Surinder?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You're on the air on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Actually, I have a question for this lady. Like, first of all, I want to ask, is she a single or is she the...
I'm married.
You're married?
Yes.
Okay, like, what's the main reason for you to, like, tell people that, like, it's not right? Like, why
right, were you listening to the show, sir?
Me?
Were you listening to the show?
Yeah.
Okay, then you should have all the answers to those questions.
Okay.
What's your comment?
My comment is, like, why is she sitting, like, single?
No, I'd like to answer his question.
No, we don't. If the man was listening to the hour, he knows the answer to those questions.
No. Okay, I have another question.
Like, no,
why she's treating a single mom,
okay,
or
sir,
single
you listen,
dad?
If you listen to the hour, then you have the answer to those questions, but thanks for calling. 1-800-449-8686. Vanessa, go ahead.
Thanks, Phil. I appreciate your show, and I just wanted to say, Margaret, I am sorry that you had a traumatic upbringing. You are speaking to a single mother who has raised an 18-year-old daughter who has just been accepted to a UC university under honors.
Are you a renter?
I am a renter, and I, unfortunately, like 90%, if not more, single parents who work extremely hard would rather not be single parents, but this is the lot in life that has been dealt to us, and we work very hard, and for you to sit there and say that you don't want a profile, you are being hypocritical, because that's all you have done since you've been on this show. Since I've been listening for the last 45 minutes, you have profiled people and put them into a category, and that, my dear, is very prejudiced. Single mothers and single fathers work their tail off to give their children of a lifestyle that they try to be mother and father, and you sit there bombarding the conversation with antics that are not logistic nor factual.
Hold on for a minute. What is she saying, Vanessa, that isn't factual? The statement that single mothers are cocktail jockeys, this kind of thing?
Yes.
Or?
Absolutely, that well, they're whores,
no,
that
oh
they bring
God,
men
no,
in and out of
no,
their apartments and that they track places
in
and out.
All right, let me,
my apartment is used by my property managers to do financing annual assessments for their increases
How
for their
do
property.
You get men? How many jobs do you have right now, Vanessa?
I have one job. I work for a university.
Okay.
And I'm going for my master's degree.
When you are there at your apartment complex, you're trying to tell me you're not flirting with the men in the building?
Absolutely not.
Oh,
I am raising
God.
A daughter.
Oh, my God.
Well, are you calling her a liar?
Well, she just said she doesn't want to be single.
I choose not to be single, but I also chose to prioritize my life when I became a single parent to raise my daughter to do the best job and then become whatever life allowed me to become. But my first priority is to be a parent.
Have you ever had the dean over for dinner?
Hold on. Can I ask what is the sound?
It would be inappropriate, and if I would, I would be going over to a function where he and his wife would be among several other couples or adults.
Right. Vanessa, hold on. What is that? Margaret, what is that?
I'm sorry, Phil. I'm drying my hair. If you want me to stop?
Yes, it would be nice if you'd stop.
We have a plane to catch. I'm sorry. Vanessa, first of all, if your 18-year-old daughter were here, I'm sure she'd tell me that she had quite a few, shall we say, uncles. I am not putting you down for that. A woman's got to survive. Believe me, sister.
Margaret, there has not been one man in my apartment for 18 years. It wasn't my brother from biological brother, my friends from church, or...
Can you turn the hairdryer off, please?
So you are assuming a lot, and you know what the word assume means broken down when you take out you and me.
Well, what do you mean you don't have men coming over? Are you not... Do you not prefer men? I mean, I could very
I
well
prefer
be-
men. I desire to be married, but as I've stated, listen clearly. People are listening to you. I'm asking
Go
you
ahead.
The same thing in return.
Go right ahead.
My priority is to raise my daughter. I wake up at 5:45 every morning. I do my reading. I get my daughter's breakfast. I help her get ready for the day. I take her to school. I then go to work. I work until 6 o'clock at night. I drive home. I do her dinner. I spend time with my daughter when I'm not doing homework because as you hopefully
heard
earlier.
Well, let me ask you the obvious question. Did she sleep in the same bed with you? Were you one of these women that needed to have someone for comfort?
No, we live in a two-bedroom, wonderful apartment in San Diego, California with wonderful landlords, and I have been here for 10 years.
Do you have complaints about the smell when she was younger?
Absolutely not. When you give a child a bath and
you haven't had a man in 18 years, you must spend a lot of time in the market looking at the
papers. There are no problems.
Did you hear what I just said?
No, I did not. I was answering the previous
question. If you haven't had a man...
Well, I heard what you said, and I don't think it's appropriate.
Phil, if she hasn't had a man in 18 years, she's probably spent a lot of time in the market looking at the pickles.
Aren't you funny? Aren't you funny?
Darling, I am going for my master's degree. Are you a parent?
I most certainly am. I have a wonderful son who is an aspiring actor.
Will you turn the hairdryer off, please?
Correct. You know what it takes to raise a child.
I do. It takes a man, as well as a woman, and a stable income, and not someone who is going to raise eyebrows around the complex because your jeans are cut off a little short and there's no bra under the halter top.
You know what, darling? Unfortunately, a very small population. One bad apple does not spoil the whole tree.
Well, that's true, but the smell of dill must send you to the moon.
Are wonderful.
All right, Vanessa, thank you very much, and I have no doubt that in your case that's absolutely true. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686. And
did you hear what I said?
What?
The smell of dill must send her to the moon. What do you think of that, Frank?
I find it very offensive. That lady made a number of very wonderful points about a lot of hardworking women. She doesn't have all kinds of men taking to the.
I'm sorry.
She doesn't have a lot of men. She doesn't have a lot of men.
Did you say something?
Yeah, I'm on the radio right now saying something. 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And we're back on The Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Jerry, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I think this lady is very disrespectful. She's on the line with a hair dryer and got nerve to judge the single women. Who, where is she coming from? And how in the world is she going to tell the woman that about pickle? She must be using a pickle herself.
You know,
number one. Now, let me tell you something, young lady. I'm 52 years old. I raised four kids up by myself, worked four jobs raising them up. Never had no problem with my teenage girls.
Well,
I didn't have no problem with boys running to my house, neither men.
When you are renting...
No, let me finish talking.
Go right ahead. Do you mind if I dry my hair?
Yes, I do mind.
All right, then I won't. I'll walk out with hay hair. Thank you very much.
Well, you need to, because you disrespect the host and the other person that called before me. You disrespect them, too.
I don't remember.
Just
yes.
Go ahead, Jerry. Go ahead, because you're making some good points.
Let me tell you something. I have three girls and one boy. And never one of my girls can say they have seen men in my house. I never had problems for my teenage girls bring boys in the house or even my phone ringing 24/7. I never had that problem. It's because I prayed and taught them the right way.
Jerry,
and
I was a little girl.
House town for nothing
Letter?
In the world.
Okay,
because
Jerry.
You is a... yourself.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I'm a married
yes, you
woman.
Are, because if you got a nerve to call single women those names, you're talking about yourself.
Jerry.
Well, coming out your mouth, that's exactly what you are.
All right, hold on, Jerry. I want to let Margaret respond.
Jerry, I'm just going to say this. When I was a little girl, I saw a cartoon.
You must have
now, may I finish? Is the host there? Is the host
there?
Hold on. Jerry, let her finish.
When I was a little girl, I saw a cartoon. It was a Daffy Duck cartoon. And he had a cousin visit from the South who was African-American, and you sound like him.
All right.
Right, now, I want to tell you something.
Sounds
you
like a black Daffy Duck.
You sound worse than he does.
Jerry,
because
if you were that busy with two jobs and raising four kids, the Lord Almighty, I bet you were hanging around a cow tongue.
There's no way that I would get on the phone in a bathtub or disrespect the host by drying my hair while he's talking. That's so disrespectful.
No kidding.
Until
no kidding. That's a great
yourself,
point.
Then you can talk to the singer women, okay?
What was Daffy Duck's black cousin named?
I think it was David Duck or something like that, or Duriel Duck.
Duriel Duck.
Yes.
Jerry,
For you to call people tired on pick out that lady because she had a stroke, who you think you are? Are you gold or something?
Look, Jerry, I don't have the luxury of a weave. I have to dry my hair. You'll look pardon
me. You must
I bid you adieu. There, it's dry.
Jerry, I think you made some great points. Sorry you've been disrespected tonight. Ms. Gray, you've disrespected an awful lot of people. And
I don't see how. No.
Well, you have. And I think that you owe it to my listeners to at least give single women the benefit of the doubt that they have a very tough lot in life.
I have to keep drying my hair. Do you mind?
Go ahead.
Frank, send me the dryer.
Anyway, as I was saying...
Oh, no, Frank, I'm in the bathtub!
Man!
Can I ask you, do she have daughters?
I've lost connection to the line, Jerry. What was your question?
I was wondering, do she have daughters?
I think she only has the son.
That's her problem.
Yeah.
Because she don't have dollars to love.
This is
she,
true.
She just...
well, I don't know about who she's loving now. I thought I just heard
I'm quite
her
sure, I'm quite sure the way she's talking.
Yeah.
She must be was talking about herself, about the pickles and stuff, because that was so disrespectful.
Well, it was absolutely disgusting. Yes, Ms. Gray?
I just want to ask Jerry, before you go, hold your cheeks back and say I was born on a pirate ship.
You must have gotten to say you were born on a pirate ship.
Listen, Jerry, thank you so much for your call.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I thought you got electrocuted in that bathtub. Hello?
Yes, I did too.
Get out of here.
Well, you're the one making me do the stuff that...
What do you mean hold your cheeks back and say I was born on a pirate ship? What's that going to sound like? 1-800-44... Oh, I get it. 1-800-449...
I'm just drying my hair.
Get out of here, bud. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You would stick an ice pick into a baby to save a cougar in a bush.
1-800-849-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
I don't understand how you possibly, first of all, can compare yourself being a gay man, gay journalist, to slavery. It doesn't even compare.
Well, ma'am, are you gay?
No.
All right, I'm gay.
So I'm blonde. I don't see how that can compare.
Wait a minute, blonde? So in other words, being blonde, people have beaten you up for being blonde?
No, but I'm just saying
Did you ever walk out of a bar and have two women beat you up because you're a blonde?
No. But right. How does that compare to...
Don't you feel a little stupid? Don't you feel a little stupid now, having said that?
No, right, what I'm saying is how you possibly can compare you being gay to slavery is unbelievable to me. It's not the same thing. And you keep talking about Nicole Kidman. Nicole Kidman's an actress who got paid millions of dollars to do this movie. She wasn't there during the Civil War, nor was I, nor were you. It's a movie. Character she plays, and you act like she...
Well, no, you've seen Nicole Kidman. You've seen how beautiful and elegant she is.
She got paid millions of dollars to do it. She didn't have to do it. She did not have to go do this. It's a role, Doug.
That's the point I'm trying to make, Doug.
Well, look, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I'm an incredibly strong man. Well, you say, so what? Like, you hate gays? Is that it?
No, but I'm saying, you keep pointing that out. What does that have to do with the Civil War, you're gay?
All right, you make some good points, Nancy, but I would say this. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. As such, I'm a very strong man. But I was almost brought to tears when I saw Nicole Kidman, and I've been out of the closet almost 3 months, and no black person's going to tell me that. Did you see the movie?
No, I haven't.
Yeah,
I'm a gay man.
On those two women that beat you up because you're black. Because you're gay. Shame on them.
Well, two women didn't beat me up. Two guys did, but
on men, and they should be in prison for doing that.
But look, you know I'm gay, right?
Well, yeah, you keep pointing that out.
All right, the fact is that Nicole Kidman is writing a letter to her lover, and his name is Einman or something. I forget his name. And she's writing the letter, and you can see the dirt under her nails.
What kind of dirt do you under the nails of the black people do you think they had? I mean,
what I'm saying?
Roseville, did you ever see the movie Roseville back in...
Rosebud?
Rosebud, yeah. Did you ever see that?
Rosebud, no. But I'll tell you this.
Horrible. I'm ashamed to be a white person after seeing that movie.
But here's the thing. Slavery was a fad like anything else.
It wasn't a fad. How can you possibly...
What do you mean a fad?
The white person did... That was so wrong to black people.
Ma'am, quit trying to cozy up to blacks, okay? A lot of white women like to cozy up to blacks so you can dance with them at clubs, and I understand that.
Will you?
One of the things that
white women
like
to do...
It's like saying I'm cozying up to gay people because I like to dance.
No,
what is wrong and what's wrong?
You've been bashing me since you got on the air, so you couldn't be trying to cozy up to gays.
I said shame on the two people that beat you up. What I'm saying is...
Wrong, don't make a right.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Why don't you ask Mommy to scoop you an extra helping of dumb tonight?